Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson, and I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a Man's Perspective. And as always, I want to say thank you to the listeners and thank you to everyone who supports the channel. Disclaimer, if you hear some snoring, that's my dog, Princess, getting her sleep on, so don't pay no attention. I need her sleep, you know, so I can do the podcast. So she's snoring right now. Tonight's question of the night is, do men find things better than sex? And ladies, as much as you don't believe that one, we do. So, also, my topic is the three qualities of the perfect vagina, or vajayjay. I think I'm going to use vajayjay tonight. So please, do me a favor. Sit back. Go ahead and open a bottle of wine. Go ahead and light you one up, relax, and I'll be right back with the question. Okay, so the question of the night is, what is it that men find better than sex? Now, I know a lot of ladies may find this hard to believe, but yeah, there are times where other things may appeal to us a little bit more than sex. Now, I'm not saying that we're just giving up on sex or we don't want sex or, you know, sex is not as important. It's just there are times where I may want to watch a movie or I may want to play the new video game I just got. So it doesn't diminish who you are as a person or as a woman or as a partner to us. It's just that if you're getting sex, if you're getting good sex, and if you're getting on the regular, then other things tend to surface that's a little bit more that catch our attention. I know some women take it as a negative or think that it's something wrong with them if we do find something that piques our interest. I know one time I was dating someone and I would get up to watch sports. And this was when I was like really into basketball and, you know, favorite teams or favorite players and, you know, doing a little betting or whatever. So I needed to know who won the game and if I, you know, came up on some Skrilla. And she took it as something was wrong, like something was personally wrong with her, as if she didn't smell good or she didn't satisfy me. I'm like, no, that's not the problem. You know, it's just, we talking about some money right now. You know what I'm saying? We did our pleasure. This is business right here. But it was just a situation where it wasn't like I just jumped up out of her. It wasn't like I just like sprung up and said, you know what, I got to turn it on the sports channel, sports center, where your remote at. It wasn't like that. It was just, you know, I got up, maybe went to a restroom, washed off a little bit, came back, sat down and checked the scores and checked the highlights. See what I did. See what I came up on. There's a lot of things that men find better than sex. Some men find sleep. Actually going to sleep. Some men find getting 8 hours of sleep better than sex. When I was young, there's no way in the world I would have thought that. No way. None. Now? Right now? I'm on the fence. Because then sometimes I want my sleep. And then sometimes, you know, I got a good hot, 4 to 5 minutes for you. You know? So it varies with me, you know. I know a recent study found that there are a number of things that men find better than sex. The study was conducted by a team of researchers at the University of Oxford, and they found that men rated activities such as sleep, food, spending time with friends and family as being more enjoyable than sex. Okay, sleep and food, Well, sleep. I could say sleep is up there for me. But food, being that I don't indulge and eat a lot of food like I used to, I try to eat a lot of plant-based food or vegetarian food. So food is, it's like a either or, you know. But spending time with friends and family, as much as I love my family, I'm not gonna want to be in their face when it comes to, some booty that's available, or I'm getting ready to get me some. And friends, that goes without saying. I don't have friends. I have a few friends, but I don't have friends where we gotta talk to each other every day or be in each other's face. Especially, if it means me not getting something. So I don't. My friendship with people are not that deep. It's like, hey, how you doing? Keep it moving. How your family doing? Keep it moving. The study also found that men were more likely to report feeling happy when they are doing those other activities than having sex. This is a contrast to women, though, because women, in my opinion, they tend to be more happy when they are having sex. More of a joy, a passion that comes with women who are connected to you or who are, in tune or aligned with you as a partner. So if you're wondering what you can do to make your man happy, ladies, it seems that the answer may be to let him sleep, feed him, and spend time with him. I wouldn't say those are the only answers. I know there have been times where I thought that certain things like home cooked meals, a long time, words of encouragement, and someone that I can be around. And let me break this down for you. Let me put this in a way that you'll understand it. When it comes to home cooked meals, there's something about a woman who can cook a meal, tastes good, don't mind cooking, don't have any issues about getting ingredients and preparing a meal for me. That shit is like as good as you making love to me. Because it shows a sense of you understanding what it is that I need. You're making sure that I'm having the nourishment that I need. You're making sure that I'm eating something other than bullshit. And commitment. That's big to me. That type of commitment says a lot. Because if you can commit to cooking on the regular for your man or your partner, that means you really care about them. And that goes a long way in a relationship. So yeah, home cooked meals are something that men that we find better than sex sometimes. A long time or having your space. For some men, sex is just a physical act. And they don't necessarily need or want the emotional connection that comes with it. And I think that's one of the things that women have a problem with, that we don't connect emotionally all the time. There are times when we will. There are times when we are capable of connecting on that level. But like I said a few minutes ago, when I jump up to go watch SportsCenter, I'm not thinking on an emotional tip. I'm thinking, what hit my bank account? Did I come up on something? So we'd rather have our space, be alone and enjoy hobbies or interests. I know sometimes I've talked to a couple of cats and they were like, man, she I'd rather work on this car than go in there and be up under her all day, I mean, they love their woman, they care for their woman, they need their woman, but it's just that lovey-dovey, all up on you, huggy-huggy type shit. That shit, sometimes a man don't want that, especially when he got other interests or he got other things he want to do. Other men find that sex is a way to connect with their partner on a deeper level, and they cherish that alone time that they have together. But I think no matter what the man's preference is, there are just some things that's better than sex, and that's just the bottom line, you know? A lot of times a man ain't gonna tell you because he thinks, you know, your feelings may get hurt or you may take it in the wrong way, which a lot of women do, you know. But sometimes if you just listen to what he's saying or listen to how he's saying it, then you'll get an understanding and not make it about you, ladies, you know. Because a lot of times it's not. You're perfect. You don't need to change nothing. Your hair looks good. You smell good. You cook the meal. Your kid's okay. The bill's all right. But I still want some time to kind of like just do me, you know, separate from me a little bit. You know? Another one is the words of encouragement. I don't want to seem like I'm stereotyping certain type of women. I'm not going to say certain women talk down to them, man, because most people who listen to this podcast have been around for a while, and they understand certain women are capable or will talk down to their man and never provide words of encouragement. And not the type of words that's going to motivate me or make me always feel good, but just something that lets me know that you appreciate me. I'm just not, you know, here to cut grass and pay bills and, you know, take care of kids and grandkids. You actually enjoy the fact that you're with me and you're not front. You're not, you know, making it seem like it's just something to do. Because when a man feels like a woman's not really into him, or she's just taking him for granted, or she's not capable, or she's unwilling to give words of encouragement, guess what? Somebody else gonna do it. Someone else gonna probably do it unintentionally, or they're gonna sense that that man or that person is not getting the type of love that he needs, and they're gonna find it. They're gonna research the man. They're gonna watch his actions. They're gonna, you know, throw out. A lot of times, I know I've been in situations where I've seen where women throw out bait. I'm going to call it bait. And we as men, we're hooked almost immediately. When a woman shows the interest in a man, it's like a 360 for us. You know what I'm saying? For one, it doesn't require a lot of work. She's already letting you know that she's interested in you. Two, it's unexpected sometimes, unless you just, Albie Shore looking type dude, or you know, somebody who got those looks, or you carry yourself in a certain way where your energy or your vibe is welcome, or women tend to gravitate towards that. Okay. So to be a man that's capable of pulling women, that's big, you know? So we love hearing we're doing a good job. It's almost like a child. You want to feel appreciated. You want to feel like you are being appreciated, whether it's at work, home, or in the bedroom. Just sometimes I think it's a huge turn on. Now, I'm not going to say it's as huge as the home cooked meal. Personally, I prefer a home cooked meal. Words of encouragement, I pretty much encourage myself, but it's nice to hear when a woman encourages me or say nice things. But that home cooked meal is just like a that's number one on my list, you know. Other things that men find better than sex is, this is also kind of like considered with the words of encouragement, is that feeling of respect by their partner, feeling appreciated. Yeah, just feeling like you mean something to me. And chances are, if he's getting that, if we're getting that, we're more likely and we're happy to reciprocate good loving in the bedroom. We're willing to give you what it is that you want in the bedroom. And another one, and I think this is very important, is being around someone who you can feel like yourself. You don't have to front. You don't have to feel like you gotta be somebody else. For men, it's simply being around them, being around someone that just make them feel good about themselves. Not having to put on the show and pretend that we're somebody we're not. That feeling of relax and just being ourselves. For other men, might be having a deep conversation or doing something they're passionate about. Maybe they find more satisfaction in work or their hobbies more than they do in sex. Whatever the reason, there are plenty of things that pique our interest outside of sex. And it's, you got to look at it as being perfectly normal. It's nothing abnormal about it. There's nothing weird or strange. It's just the facts of life, you know. And then you got some men who can just lay up there and knock a woman bottom out all day long. And for some people, hey, that's cool. I remember them days. But as you age or as you mature in the relationship, you understand there's more to being together and being intimate than having knockdown sex. Hot, raw, butt naked sex. So let me go ahead and wrap this thing up. There are many things that men find better than sex. For some men, sex is simply not as important as other things in their lives. And this can be due to several factors, including the lack of sexual attraction, a lack of sexual desire, or simply not having the time or energy for sex. For other men, sex may be less important because they are more focused on other things such as their careers, hobbies, and other interests outside of the relationship. Whatever the reason, there are many things that men find better than sex, ladies, and it's not always about you. All right, so with that, I'll be right back with the topic of the night. Okay, so we're back with the topic of the night, which is three qualities of the perfect vagina. Now, to me, the vagina is amazing and also complex. And what I mean by complex, I mean it does so many things. It gives and receives pleasure. Women can have babies. It also provides a safe passage for waste. So there's a few qualities that are universally agreed upon. When it comes to the vajayjay, there's no such thing as one size fit all. Each and every woman is unique. And so is her vagina. A lot of people have different likes when it comes to a woman's vagina. And I'm no different. So the three qualities that I think that's important are the ones that I can speak of. I can't really speak on everybody else's because I don't know, you know, what the general prefer. But me, I can most definitely give you the ones that that stands out to me. And this ain't no knock. This is just me talking. This is what I like. This is how I vibe with somebody. So it's imperative. It's important. It means a lot that I got these three qualities. The first one is the perfect vagina has to be wet. And I'm not talking about soaking wet or damp. Even though both are cool at certain times, I'm talking about that wetness where before you even touch a woman, before you even enter a woman, she's damp or she's wet or she's moist. I don't know why I like hearing, baby, I'm so moist. I like you moist. That's always been funny to me, you know what I'm saying? But this is because it's constantly self-lubricating. And it's something about that knowing that it's wet before we even get down and dirty. That's a big ego booster for me. I can't even lie. And I think with it being constantly self-lubricating, it's due to the presence of the G-spot, which is that small, spongy area located on the front walls of the vagina. When this area is stimulated, you know, it can release small amounts of fluid. This fluid helps lubricate the vagina and make sex more pleasurable. And I had to find that out later on in life. I didn't know that. Someone had to school me on that, you know. And I was like, I was in awe. I'm like, what? Because it was a big mystery to me. I never knew how I got like that. I'm thinking, okay, I'm the man and I'm making a woman, you know, feel good. But someone who was a little bit more knowledgeable when it comes to sex broke it down for me, you know. And she said, well, yeah, you do add to the chemistry or to the mix of women getting excited and getting wet, but it's much bigger than you. You know what I'm saying? You know, brought me down a little bit, but you know, you learn something new every day, I tell you. A vagina natural lubrication is essence, is not essence, but it's essential for comfortable and pleasurable sex. A lack of lubrication can cause pain and discomfort. Let me knock on wood. I haven't had to encounter the lack of lubrication scenario. Not that much. And it's on one hand how many times I think I have been with someone where it just didn't get wet the way, you know, the way I felt it should have, you know. And I think it was just a bad chemistry between me and the individual, or I want to say one person. She was constantly stressed, and I kind of like, you know, made it, I guess in my mind, I made that become the reason why she couldn't get as wet as I needed her to. So it could have been me at the time. I don't know. But I know it just didn't work. And the other person, I can't really remember what happened. So it's been about three or five times around that number. I know it had been more than five times. And that wetness is like a sign of arousal, of a woman being aroused. And it's so important to pay attention to that, you know, because it indicates that you are making a woman excited. She wants you, she desires you, and you got to be ready for it. You got to, when you get it like that, you got to go for what you know. in them. The next one is tightness. Now, I know you may say, how can a pussy be wet and tight at the same time? It's possible. Trust me. It is possible. And that to me is like the platinum status. You know, when it's either wet or tight individually, that's like gold. But when it's wet and tight, not like a vice grip tightness, but it's more like a snug, a nice little snug feeling. When you got both of them working at the same time, whew, that's one of them things that make your eyes cross. I think it's because the muscles of the vagina are strong. And they need to be strong in order to provide the support for the uterus and also help during childbirth. The stronger the muscle, the tighter the vagina will be. This is why many women who have given birth vaginally often have less tight vagina. And the ones who are unable, who haven't had kids, you can tell. You immediately can tell, even without them saying anything. For me personally, I'm not saying this is a universal thing that you can, you know, be inside like, oh, she ain't got no kids, or, you know. You know the difference. You know a person who got about 4 or 5, and you know someone who may have 1 or none, you know. So some people prefer a tight vagina because it provides more friction. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The friction is the key word here. It's something about the vajayjay and friction. Ah, they go perfect like peanut butter and jelly. Ham and burger. Kool-Aid and sugar. Pussy and friction. It just goes. I mean, it's perfect. Perfect harmony. Perfect feeling, perfect vibe, just perfect across the board. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, it is up to each individual to decide what they consider to be the perfect vagina. And the last one. This is the one that a lot of people have a hang up about. A lot of people get mad if you mention it or if you say something like, what's that? With an attitude or with a little bit of a, you know, you turn up your nose. So when I say you turn up your nose, you already know what it is. The smell. Okay. All right. Now. There's something about the smell of a woman's vagina. When it's perfect, the smell is so pleasant. It's like someone sprays some of the top line air freshener in the room. And let me give a little scenario. Let me break this down. Before you have sex, you get excited. And there's a sexual aroma that comes from that. Not so much from the man, unless he haven't washed, or, you know, he might be humming. And yes, ladies, men have that smell where, you know, you're going to turn up your nose and be like, what the fuck? Have you not taken a shower today? You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm talking about women. You know, when it comes to a woman not having a pleasant smell, huge turn off. Now, I'm going to say it's a huge turn off, but me, and several other men have endured that fragrance, that unpleasant scent, and went for broke, still got between a woman's thighs, or got behind a woman, or had a woman sit on top of us, and dealt with it, accepted our fate, you know, this is so funny. I don't know why it's so funny, but it's funny as fuck. Because I don't want to, you know, be negative and throw people under the bus and say, well, this person, no, I don't want to do that when it comes to this particular topic. You know what I'm saying? Because that to me is that's not cool. You know, because everybody have their moments. Everybody have their day where they may come up a little short in the scent department. You know, working 8 hours, 10 hours, however long, busy, or may have just forgotten to squash. Oh my God! But yeah, take care of what's going on down there. That's important. That's important, not just for sex, but just health-wise. You know what I'm saying? Both men and women, you know. It's been times. There have been times I walked in the room and it was lit. It was that loud, you know? And you know what's crazy is when you are getting ready to be intimate, have sex, and you smell it, but you can see that the person who's smelling can see that you smell it, and it's uncomfortable as fuck. Because there's been a couple of times when me an old girl probably looked at each other, and I'm like, okay, we still gonna do this, you know? And we just go through the motion, we taking off clothes, and the windows are still down. Let me apologize, please. I'm normally not like this, but this topic is, it's serious, hang on front. It's a serious topic, but it's funny because it makes me think about situations that I've heard conversations from. You know, I've had a friend of mine who's a lesbian, and she just told this girl, look, we can't do this. I like you, you bad, but we can't do this. If you got that going on, you're not taking care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? As a woman, that should never be like that. She said, yeah, I had to let her know I can't do it. And her description of the scent was just like so horrible, so ugly. I refuse to even bring that up. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what she said and why she couldn't do it, but I won't go into the deep details that she did, you know? And she said the young lady didn't think it was her, you know? She said it was a combination of both of us. So a girl said, yeah, I just got up, put my clothes on, and left. I didn't want to argue with her. She said, once she said that it's a combination of both of us, she was delusional. You know what I'm saying? So the perfect vagina has to have a pleasant smell. This is because the vagina is home to special types of bacteria known as lactobacilli. This bacteria helps to keep the vagina healthy by preventing the growth of harmful bacteria. And it also produces lactic acid, which gives the vagina its characteristic smell. There is no perfect vagina. Okay. that's up for discussion. You know what I'm saying? Some people say that there is, some people say there's not, but to each his own. Each vagina has its own unique smell. The smell of vagina can vary depending on the factors such as diets, hygiene, and hormones. However, there are some general characteristics that's associated with a healthy JJ. And it's usually about like the the pH, which helps protect it from infection. Sometimes when it has a musky smell, it's not like when it has that musky smell, it's not that stink or smell bad. It's just a strong, I think sometimes it's been that sexual musky smell. You know what I'm saying? Now, when I say that's not stink, it's so strong that it can be intoxicating sometimes when you're in the moment. You know what I'm saying? And it's, I guess I would say it's borderline to like being foul, you know? But you're so caught up, you're so wrapped up in the moment, you're so anxious. I mean, you got, especially if it's new booty and you got a woman who, like for me, it's always been big chest and nice behind, you know? If a woman has a nice chest and a nice behind and some other things ain't working, I can overlook that. You know what I'm saying? I can close my eyes. I can, you know, try to hold my nostrils, try to, you know, and, you know, prevent myself from breathing in too much. And, just go from on, you know. But it's something about that aroma where it's not pungent, where it's not that forceful odor that makes you just want to get up. It drives you crazy. It has a sexual glow about a sexual aura, you know. Yeah, it might be borderline funky, but oh well. I'm about to do work. I'm about to go to work, roll my sleeves up, and get up in there, you know. The smell part, I know a lot of people will probably not too much care for that, but you know, that's the reality of what I think is a perfect, one of the perfect qualities of a JJ, you know? This is what I need. I need for it to be, you know, tight, wet, and to smell good. Those are the three qualities that works for me. Now, everybody else, like I said, I can't speak on that, but when I got those three qualities working, even if I got one working, it's still doable. It's still provide me the joy that I need when I'm intimate with someone, you know. So and if you got an odor, and if you smell it, especially ladies, men. Yeah, we gotta do better. Most men gotta do better, but women, that ain't supposed to happen unless there's a certain situation. I mean, things happen. Like I said, you get off work late and you get busy. I understand that quickie, or you hadn't had none. You've been thinking about sex, and you know your man come home and he, you know, just get up in you, and you got a little hum on you. Okay, that's understandable. You've been sitting around 8 hours just chilling and you smell and you won't get up and do nothing about it, that's a problem. So, there you have it. The three qualities of a perfect for JJ. Though there may be some debate on this, on what's perfect, or what a perfect vagina look like, we can all agree that these qualities, whatever the qualities that we choose, are a must. So if you are ever in doubt, just remember. And if you don't have no qualities, just think about these three qualities I've given you. Wetness, tightness, and smell are important when it comes to the perfect qualities of a bajayjay. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. I want to say thank you to everyone who has listened to the podcast, who has shown love. Man, continue to like it, because it's just crazy how, you know, people are just tuning in to listen to me. And I said it like, it's like, I feel like it is the first time for me. You know what I mean? So to continue to listen and support this means a lot. Anybody got anything they want to talk about, hit me up at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. Still working on the book. I don't know. You know, I'm trying to get it out, but I'm just not satisfied. I keep getting in my head about certain things, but I'm going to fix that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit here one day and just do what I got to do and stop, you know, trying to tweak it and make it sound perfect. Because when you tell a story, it's not perfect. It's the way you talk. Or it's the way people communicate sometimes. People don't communicate with the perfect on how to pronounce words, or, you know what I'm saying? So I get caught up in trying to detail every little sentence and paragraph, and, you know, that's fucking me up, you know. And plus some other work I got going on. I've been doing some other things, and that's been kind of like prevent me from actually getting everything finished with the book. But it's coming. It's coming. Continue to take care of yourselves, man, and continue to listen to the podcast, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.